So, over the last 2 weeks, I've been reading the Criminal Code of Canada and going through all the articles, and it started with Section 245 of the Criminal Code of Canada. And I believe that is Section 245 is it's illegal to inject somebody with something that can kill them. Okay, that's really important. Really important. This is why this is really important, and I want this to spread and share, and I want people to understand. All our petitions have failed, and they will continue to fail. It doesn't matter if it's a parliamentary petition or a Bill Gates change.org petition, they will fail. Our elections will fail because we can't even have a conversation about the election fraud that is rampant in this country. We must understand from coast to coast, from border to Arctic Ocean, Dominion voting systems has selected every candidate. We must understand that. If we don't understand that, figure it out. There's not one person who's been fairly elected in this country. They've all been selected, all of them. Hence why the conversion therapy treatment was passed and why Pierre Poilievre passed it. He's not going to bring us back our freedoms because he's not going to change the fascism that's taking place in this country, because the corporations will enforce these rules. So here's my understanding. Here's my understanding. Citizens arrest. This is how it works. If somebody can clarify this, please explain it to me. Citizens arrest applies when it's on an indictable offense. An indictable offense is assault, is malfeasance, is negligence, is definitely crimes against humanity. It is definitely genocide. It is definitely democide. It is definitely war crimes. Definitely murder. So let me repeat. A citizen's arrest can only be applied to an indictable criminal offense. Now, my understanding is there steps to be taken. First step is the criminal evidence has to be taken to the RCMP or the city police of your town. It has to be presented to them that there's criminal charges taking place via who's taking place, what they're doing. That's the first step. I don't know if there's a timeline on when the police have to act, but I know that you have to give them notification. Second, when they do nothing, and they will do nothing because we must understand this. The true RCMP who respected law and order have all left with the vaccine mandates. They did not take the vaccine. They left. They understand that there was tyranny afoot. They have come out and spoken out against it. The ones that are left all accepted $25,000 cash payment and salary bonuses and decided that their job was more important than law and order. We must understand that. No matter what they say to our face, they're not on our side. They're traitors. By very definition, they are traitors. High treason is an indictable offense. Every one of our officials is committing high treason. Every one. Every one of our elected officials, unelected officials, every one of our unelected bureaucrats is committing high treason, who is pushing this whole narrative on us. So that Ottawa City Council, where they talked about stopping this and stopping that, they're committing high treason against Canadians. Period. End of discussion. Don't pass go. Don't look at anything else. High treason, which is the greatest crime you can commit against your own fucking nation. Now, citizens arrest. Once we inform the RCMP and the city police that we are going to do a citizens arrest of these people, they will inevitably warn them. They will inevitably do whatever they want. We have to do it en masse. I would suggest we do it, pick a day across this country, and we do it in every city, in every town, in every region, in every town hall, and we arrest them all. Yes, I said it. Somebody has to say it. Our petitions are failing. Our protests, well, we see how they're responding to our protests. Now, obviously, I want to see the protests work. Obviously, I want to see peace win out. Obviously, I want to see clear heads and common sense prevail. But if it doesn't, we need to ask ourselves, how long do we use a justice system that is corrupt, compromised and is not on our side? How long? And I mean, and not on the side of anti-vax or anti-this, but I mean on the side of pro-choice, pro-freedom, pro-law and order, not corruption, not compromisation, not absolute tyranny. JFK once said that it is our generation, their generation, the baby boom generation, tasked with defending liberty and honor. It's not. It's not. It's this generation. It's the millennials. It's the Tide Pods. It's Generation X. It's our generation. I'm Generation X. Reality Bites. It's our generation's job to stand up. So a citizen's arrest is realistically something that we actually have to discuss. And we have to not be afraid of it. And we have to understand how it works and how we achieve it and how we're going to accomplish it. Because at the end of the day, it might be the very last resort and the only thing we have. But if we have never discussed it as a possibility, how are we going to know how to do it? We're not. We're not. I don't sign any petitions anymore because they're fucking useless. I don't even vote anymore because I know Dominion steals the vote. So I'm at that stage. I'm just as angry, as frustrated as all of you who are attacking everybody and angry with everyone else. And I really hope people understand that we actually have to have a serious conversation about serious shit. And this is serious adult shit. And it's all right there. Section 494 of the Criminal Code of Canada, we can place people under arrest for indictable offenses. This is the conversation that we have to start having. I welcome comments. Drop an audio file. Get involved. Maybe I'll host an audio chat and we can all join in and talk and share thoughts on this. I don't know. But I really want true thoughts. And again, this is probably the longest audio file I've ever dropped in here. And I really hope people listen. It's Section 494 of the Criminal Code of Canada. They violated at least 15 counts of the Criminal Code of Canada that I've gone through and I've read that I can see that they have violated. This is heinous shit. And I'm not even talking about international crimes, such as crimes against humanity and the articles of the Geneva Convention on Genocide that they're violating and democide that they're committing. So I welcome your thoughts. Let's have a serious conversation, ladies and gentlemen.